Okay, today's daf is Bechorah's daf Nun. And we continue. Today's daf is sponsored again by Badia and Eddie Jacobs, Le'ilu Nishmas, Dr. Chuck Feldman, a model, an exemplary model of dedication to family, community, and Torah education. Yizechro Baruch. We thank them for their sponsorship once again. And we continue on Mem Tes Amid Beis. Mem Tes Amid Beis, we're up to the Mishnah. And we continue in our discussions of different amounts of money in terms of what has to be paid. So yesterday, the last mission we discussed was whose mitzvah is it, and what happens if somebody tries to do pidyon haben before day 30, and the money's not there anymore by the time the effect of it is going to happen. What happens if it's a choice between him and his son? Today we talk about currencies. Which currencies, how much is the exact amount that is required by the Torah, when the Torah says one has to give 5 sla'im to the Kohen. So the Mishnah says, Chamesh sla'im shel ben b'manatsuri. The 5 sla'im of pidyon haben has to be paid in manatsuri. In Suri, in Tyrian mana. Manatsuri, which is I think we're going to explain what exactly that means. It's from Suri, but it is a high standard of currency. Ushloshim shalevet, right? That's what the Lamaisa, what's used is 5 silver coins from before, from like 80, 90 years ago, at least in Chutzlaritz, not silver dollars from today, because it has less silver than it had before they changed the currency, whatever it was 60, 70 years ago. But the minhag is to use a little heavier, a little more silver from before. So 5 shlam of manatsuri, third, and what else do you use manatsuri for? Shloshim shel eved, 30 slime that is required if somebody's ox kills an eved kenani. They have to pay shloshim shel eved. That is the din of the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, as we will see in a minute. Chamishim shel onis v'shel mafata, the 50 knas that one must pay by onis and mafata. Onis is if the marriage does not take place, and mafata is even if the marriage does take place. Umei shel motzi shemra, the 100 that needs to be paid for a motzi shemra. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'manatsuri. All of them are paid b'shekel hakodesh b'manatsuri. That is the currency. It's a fascinating Rav Hirsch. Just to come today shir for Rav Hirsch, Dayenu. Says Rav Hirsch in Parsha Mishpatim, why is it that an Eved, the Chiv is, Parachaf Aleph Pasuk Lamed Beis, im Eved Yigach Hashor O Amah, Kesef Shloshim Shkalim Yitein La'adonav Hashor Yisakel? Why is that? The ox has to be killed, obviously, Hashor Niskal, but why do you pay 30? Right, you don't pay what is required for a ben chorin. For a ben chorin, what's the halacha? Im kofer yushas alav v'nasan pidyon nafsho k'chol asher yushas alav. Halacha is you have to figure out how much the person is worth, and how do you figure that out? So you put him on the slave, the slave market, and you see a slave, the servant market, and you see what exactly they could fetch, and that's how much you pay. And dafka by an eved, you don't do that. Right, by a ben chor and you figure it out by how much shaman osok ha'evan. And by a ben eved, just pay shloshim shekel. So why is that? It's ironic. Says Rav Hirsch, no. Because obviously, money cannot take the place of a human being. Can't. There is no value that you can put on a human being. It's all symbolic. Because you can't really, achieve the value. So, by a free person, there's no havamina that people would think that this is the real value of the person. So that's why you could put him and trade him and see how much he would be as a servant. Therefore, that's the money you could get for kofer. You're not really paying for the person. Obviously, there's no value that can be paid for the person. But, says Rav Hirsch, you need some values. That's what you use. The value of any human life cannot be expressed in pounds, shillings, and pence. I don't know what they use in Germany. But maybe one of those. But kofar, atonement money, has to be paid in certain cases. This atonement money, the token value of his own life, in the case of a free man, is estimated at the amount he would fetch if sold in the market as a slave. There is no other way of fixing the value of a human life in terms of hard cash. This is also the way which has to be used to employ to find the damage for chavala. Fine. For a free man, this is no degradation. As he is a free man, the application of this valuation loses all idea that it could really be the actual value of his life. But when it comes to an eved, he's an eved, and you're going to be shamanos okay eved. People might think, it's going to be a busha, a zilzu. You'll think this is really what he's worth. But to value the life of a slave according to his market value would bring the matter into the sphere of real actualities, and so would be in direct opposition to the very idea which this law is meant to uphold, meaning the godlike value of every human life. That is why the Torah rather chooses a fixed amount in the case of slaves at the what's shloshim? It's the highest amount of redemption money to be paid for the erechin of a Jewish woman. So you see, this isn't a low amount. This is shloshim. This is the highest level in erechin in the kevas. So that is why we don't want anybody to think chas v'shalom that this is a real value. So that's why dafka by a ben chorin it might be able to be used, but not by a eved. That's Rav Hirsch, gets the ball rolling today. That's the one to take home with us. And we continue now in the Mishnah on Memphis and Mabes. Okay, got to remember that for Parsha Shia next year. Parsha's Mishpatim. Says the Mishnah, V'kulon, all of these cases of Pidyon HaBen, of Eved, of Ordis and Mefata, Niftin, B'Kesef, U'B'Shava Kesef. One could use kesef or shava kesef. And there are other items not on the list that could also use for kesef and shava kesef. For example, kiddushin. Kiddushin, one could give kesef and shava kesef. All of them could be used, even something that's of value. Chutz mi shkolim. Except for shkolim, or except for when one has to give the machzah shekel. So that has to be a, Rashi says, shkolim haba'im belishka ba'adar. Shein mivin sham elamad be'a shalchati shkolim. That's the one that has to be dafke in shkolim and not in shava kesef. Good. Right, they just found, it was in the news recently, they just found the seal. The seal, a chasima. It was a couple of weeks, the last week, 2 weeks ago, that on the theme of a Hanukkah. They found a signet, a chosim of somebody who gave machzah a shekel. He got a receipt. He got a receipt in cheres that he paid. Amazing. Amazing. That's the, just last week they found the receipt for a machzah a shekel. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, mana tsuri. Amar Rebbe Asi, mana shel tsuri. Mana tsuri sees mana of tsuri. That's the place where the money was minted. Rebbe Ami Amar, what is a mana tsuri? Dinra arava, an Arabian dinar. Different amount. Rebbe Chanina Amar, istara sarsia. Istara is a coin. So a sarsian coin. All of these are the different amounts that are needed. Right? Rashi says, slaim miyushanim. Right, older currency. Maybe he requires less to be used. The mizdavna tmanya b'dinara, that you could sell 8 of them for a dinar. Remember, coins were sold really in the days of the Gemara. They were traded. Right, you give a certain amount of silver, a certain amount of gold for the coins, or a certain amount of silver in the coins. That's how much they're worth. So here too, these coins, the istarias, right, they could 8 for a dinar. And if that's as much as they're sold for, 8 for a dinar, chamesh minay lepidyon haben, 5 of them could go for pidyon haben. That's the 5 slaim that is required. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, another opinion, dinra hadrayana taryana shaifa. It is the Hadrian or Tyrian, right, Hadrianus, right, Hadrian and Tyrian, Shaifa means rubbed out. They're coins from that period of time, but they're rubbed out. That's the coins that one needs for Pidyon HaBen, right? Rashi says, Shaifa Shem HaMelech, that the name of the king on there is rubbed out, so it's worth a little less, but those are what's needed for Pidyon HaBen. Demizavna be'esra mechamisha zuzay, that they can be sold for 25 zuz. Dal minayu. So if you have 25 that are sold for, if they have these coins that are sold for 25 dinar, 25 zuz, which Rashi says is dinar tsuri. Dal minayu shesusa. Take out a sixth. Vahanach l'pinyon haben. And the rest are for Pidyon HaBen. 20 is really equal, it's a 1 to 4 ratio, so 20 would equal 5 slime. So if you have 25 and you take out a 6, you're left with 20. And that's as much as you have to give for Pidyon HaBen. So we know...
It can't be rubbed out, right?
Right, well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the rubbed out coins has the same value as what you need there. Same value. So Gemara says, 1 second, we know basic math. If you have 25 and you divide by a 6th, you're not going to get 20. Says the Gemara, Hani Esrin v'chad nochi danka have. No. Right, if you have 25 and you take away a 6, so that's 21 minus 1/6. Right, so a 6th of 25 is 4 and a 6th. So if you take that away, it's 20 and 5/6. So why do you have to give 20 and 5, 6? You should only have to give 20, which we assume is the ratio for the 5 slaim in the Torah. 5 slaim in the Torah equal the 20, zuz, 20 dinar. So therefore, ask the Gemara, so why should taking away 1/6 give you what you have to give for pidyon haben? That will leave you with more than 20. That will leave you with 20 and 5, 6. So where it says, okay, you're right. El adal shesusa vizuza. Take off a sixth and then another zuz. And that way you'll get your amount. Vahanach lepidyon haben. Oh, so that also is no good. So the Gemara says, v'akati, right, that would have been small, would have been more straightforward. We're gonna get there in the end anyway. So akati, estrin nechidankahave. It's still wrong. If you take away a sixth and then another zuz, so you'll have 19 and 5/6. Then you'll be missing instead of 20 and 5/6. So the Gemara says, Eli, Ella, rather, Dal Zuza, Ushasusa. Take off the Zuz first. So you have 24, and then take off a sixth, which is 4, and that gets you in the, to the, with 20, Vahanach Pidyon HaBen, and the rest would be, the 20 would be for Pidyon HaBen, Dahavilahu, Esrin Miskali, which would be a weight of 20, B'miskali Dinra, in Dinar weights, De'inun, Esrin Mitmanya Zuze, which by the way is 28 Zuz, Upalgi and a half, Upalga Danka, and a half a Danka of the Bach adds in of Arabian Dinarim, Dinar Arabia. Okay, period. Why didn't you just say a fifth? Good question. Right, maybe we had a Mesorah from Rabbi Yochanan that he said something about a sixth. That's what we had to work out, something to be with 1/6. But again, sometimes the Gemara does math in different ways than we do it. Right, so that's why it's not the Gemara calls, what we call 25%, the Gemara calls Chomesh. Because it's Chomesh Milavar. Right, it's Chomesh after you add on the 25%. So sometimes things are calculated differently. The Gemara's we had about pi. Also, whenever there's geometry in the Gemara, Rashi goes, has a different way of getting to the result, even though many times the result is the same. So that is what is said. Okay, so that's a couple of currency calculations. We have a little bit more related to that, though. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava, l'chora, has a new statement, a new calculation of the currency that is required for Pidyon HaBen. Amar Rava, silim d'oraisa. What's a sela d'oraisa? A sela d'oraisa, which we assume shkalim and slime are the same in the Torah. Right? Shkalim shkalim is, which is the shekel HaKodesh. We assume that when the Chazal used the lashon of slime, that's synonymous with shkalim. So silim d'oraisa, tlasa v'tiltahave. Slime d'oraisa are 3 1/3 dinar. 3 1/3 dinar, which is going to be new, a new idea for us, because we assume till now that a sela is 4 dinar. A sela is 4 dinar, which equals dinar equals 4 ma'ah. So 4 dinar, 6 ma'ah. So 4 dinar is 24 ma'ah. That's what we assume till now. Again, if you want to write just 2 lines on the side of your Gemara, a sela equals 4 dinar equals 24 ma'ah. That's what we thought till now. Sela dinar ma'a, 1/4, 24. A sela equals 4 dinar equals 4 ma'a. Comes along Rava and tells us something new. No, I think a sela is 3 1/3 dinar. Right, which means it's only 20 ma'a. Right, that's the key line of what we're about to say. Took a while to figure that out, but Amar Rava, silim d'oraisa tlasa v'toltahave, 3 1/3 dinar, dechsiv, esrim geira hashakel, as it says, by machza shekel, 20 geira Hashakel, 20 ma'a is a shekel, umetargaminam, esrim ma'in, and the targum, the uncle says, that means 20 ma'a. So, 20 ma'a, so a ma'a is a, 20 ma'a equals a shekel, vitanya shesh ma'a kesef dinar, and we know 6 ma'a equals a dinar. So, Rava says, a sela equals 20 ma'a, but it's really 3 1/3 dinar. That's what Rava says, which is different than what we thought, because we thought a sela was 4 dinar. So in other words, according to Rava, less is required for 5 slime. Less silver would be required to give for 5 slime. That's the key. So the Gemara says, is that really true, Rava? Meisvei, we learned in a brisa, v'halo sela shel kodesh arba'im u'shmone pundion. We learned a sela, which we're saying is, a sela is a shekel, that equals 48 pundion. Those are small coins. 48 pundion. And the problem is that we're going to see a 48 pundion we know is 4 dinar, which we know is a sela. A sela is 48 pundion. We know 48 pundion is 4 dinar. So therefore, Rava's calculation has to be wrong, because we know 4 dinar equals a sela, and it's 48 pundion, but according to Rava, it's only 3 1/3 dinar. That's why we already have the problem with Rava from this first line of the Brisa, that a sell equals 48 pundion. That's already the problem. Again, why is it a problem? Because 48 pundion equals 4 dinar equals a sella. And according to Rava, no, it's 3 and a third dinar equals a sella, so you can have less pundions. So that's the Brisa that's going to be against Rava. But let's continue the Brisa first. Meisvei, v'halo sella shal kodesh, arba mishmona pundion. Masala is 48 pundion. Pundion ze mativo. What's this pundion about? What pundion are we talking about? We're coming in the middle of a whole discussion. So Rashi says, you have to remember we're talking about parshas bichukosai. We're talking about stay achuza. There are different rules if somebody is ma'arich. If somebody gives their field to the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody gives their animal to the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody gives their house to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Different halachas. If you look in the chinuch, in Bechukosai, mitzvah, shin nun gimel, shin nun dal, shin nun hey, all these halachas are discussed. Shin nun gimel is the mitzvah of ma'arich behema, how much you have to give to the Kohen, and shin nun dal is the mitzvah ma'arich batim, she'itin ke'erich she'erichena ha'kohen, and shin nun hey, ma'arich sadeh, she'itin ke'erich ha'kazav ha'parsha. What's this mitzvah? The mitzvah is arkei sados. Klomar, Hamak, and Rashi says this too, but I'm just reading it from the Chinuch. Hamakdish Sadeh over Atzel of Dosa, I gave my field to the Beis HaMikdash, but I want to redeem it. Right, what did the Beis HaMikdash want to do with my field in Beit Shemesh? What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with that? So the Beis HaMikdash would rather sell that, and, if there was, would rather sell that and get the money for it. So what if the person himself, the owner, who is Makdish, who wants to be Podit? So the halacha is, Shayitin be'erach ha'kotzav ha'parsha. You don't just value it and see how much it's worth. There's a specific erach, specific amount, just like there's erachin for people, there's erachin for fields. And you have to give for every zerach chomer sa'orim, as it's called in the Torah, the area that you could plant a chomer sa'orim, you have to give 50 shekel. 50 shekel kesef for that area. That's a kotzav amount. That's the halacha. L'chol shnei ha'yovel, shehem teshav arba'im shana. For each year of Yovel, which is 49, altogether, for all the years of Yovel, you have to give that amount. Ulafi cheshbon mechuvan yehe erach asadeh haray lizra chomer saorim sela upundion lashana. If you redeem it 10 years before Yovel, you have to give much less. It's only if you are makdish it and redeem it right after Yovel, so you have all the years left. Right, so then one is redeemed for the full 50. But if not, you're going to give one sela and one pundion lashana. Right, and then he says lofisha hashekel ha'amur b'Torah who nikra sela stam b'lashon chachamim. What we just said, the shekel in the Torah is sela. Shekel and sela are synonymous. V'hagera hu ma'a. That's what we just said in the Gemara. B'divrei chachamim. Gera amur b'Torah hu ma'a b'divrei chachamim. Okay, so that is what we're talking about here. We're talking about the concept of redeeming one's field from hektish. The problem is, we just said that you give 50. You give 50 if you're going to redeem it right away, but if you're going to give one per year, you give four, the Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, you give 49 sela, it's sela upundion mashana. So you give 49 sela and 49 pundion for each year. Each year that you have, that's how much you figure it out. But ask the Gemara, ask the Brisa, 1 second, 49 sela and 49 pundion, there's 48 pundion in a sela. So if you give 49 sela and 49 pundion, you're going to end up with one pundion extra. Because you have 49 sela plus 48 pundion makes 50 sela, and then you have one extra pundion. So why do you give one sela and one pundion for a shana? Somehow, maybe the last year, you should take off a pundion. So you're giving one little pundion extra. Because you give, if you do the math and you add up each year, sela upundion lashana. So you can end up with 49 pundion and 49 sela. But there's only 48 pundion in a sela. So you're going to end up with 50 slime and one extra pundion. That's the Gemara. Pundion ze mativo. Right? You need all that for those four words. Right? What is this extra pundion that you're giving? So the Gemara says, kilbone leprotrot. Kilbone basically means to be safe. In order to be safe so that I don't violate me'ila, maybe the amounts are going to be devaluated, maybe I'm not going to give enough silver, maybe it's going to be a little rubbed out, I want to cover myself to make sure I'm not stealing from the Beis HaMikdash, so I always give a little extra. This comes up in other contexts as well. The kelbone. But the kelbone, Mishnayos and Shkalim talk about the kelbone. So kelbone, the pro throat, so I give an extra one. But question mark. Because what was the whole reason we brought these two lines for was to be Akasha and Rava. Because Rava says that a sella is 3 1/3 dinar, and from here you see, you know, a sella is 4 dinar, because you know it equals 48 pundion. So Gemara answers, Rava answers, Basu dosifo lavayu. They added on silver to the currency. So I was talking about originally, you're telling me afterwards. So they were Mosif, the Tanya. As the Brisa says, Esrim Gera Hashakel, Lamanu Lashakel Shu Esrim Gera, we know that it's 20. Uminayin Shimratza Lahosef Yosef, how do I know that if you want to add on to the weight, you're allowed to? Tamalamra Yihiya, it will be. It's got to be this amount. Yachol Yifchos, you might think you could give even less than what the Torah demands. Tamalamra Hu, you can't give less. Can be Mosif, you could add on to what is required, but you can't give less than what is required. That's what Rava says. There's a difference between what the biblical, what originally was, and what they were Mosif on afterwards. I was talking about originally. Originally, it's only 3 1/3, but you say it was 4, right? Because that's what they were Mosif. The Chazon Ish wonders, who's Mosif here? Is it Chazal, or is it the general governmental controls of the currency? So what do you go by? Says the Chazon Ish in Yaredeya, Kufpe Bezvav, Yeshla Histapik, Im Hai Hosafa, Hainu Haskama Sanhedrin, Ochach Mehador, Lachshov Es HaShekel Le'inyun Koldini HaTorah B'Mishkal Yoser Gadol. The Chazal get together and let's do it? That would be very confusing. Right? If the whole country has a certain type of currency, and then the Chazal make a new currency, that would be very confusing. But do you go by Chachmei Hador? Because it's a halacha. The afshe hamalchus lo shinta es hashekel v'hamatbeya b'medina lo nishtana. Do you say that? Oh, hai hosaf ha'inu hagdolas hamatbeya b'medina v'zeh mechayev lachshov et hashekel le'inyin dini ha'torah b'shir gadol. Whatever the medina does, that's what you have to do. Ulefize, according to this hayanira, dim chazer hamalchus u'pachza es hashekel chazer adin lemkomo. You'd always go by what the government does. See, he has that question. He has that question about what is done. Lachora would be much simpler and easier and less confusing if we would go by what the government does and not what the Chazal do. The Nesiv says Beferish. You go by what the Malchus does. The Nesiv is Hamak Sheila in this context. Beferish. Okay. So that's basically the math for the day, the higher mathematics. And now it's a little more connected, but now we go straight. Ravashi. Story. Ravashi who put together the Gemara, quotes himself. Ravashi shadale shivsar zuze l'rav acha b'reid ravina b'pidyon aben. Ravashi sent 17 zuz to Rav Acha, the son of Ravina, who was a Kohen, for pidyon aben. This is what he sent. Rashi explains, he held like Rava, so it was a little less. He gave, but it was a little, he was required to give only 3 1/3 dinar, like Rava held. Shalach lei lisht, and he sent along with the money a message to this Kohen. Give me the change. Send back the change. Lishter limar tlasa yisei rasa. Give me back the extra 3 to ikra ilavayu that I have by you. Meaning, I know it's only 3 1/3. So send it back. Send back the change. So the Gemara says, Shalach lei, he sent back to him. He says, lishter limar tlasa achrina. No, you still owe me. Sending back 3 extras, dosifa lavayo, because they were Mosif. Even Rava agrees. You all like Rava, but they were Mosif, and therefore you have to send extra. So therefore, I don't owe you, rather you owe me. An interesting story quoted in the Divrei Chamudos. I don't think we've ever quoted a Divrei Chamudos in this Masechta, or for a long time. I remember we quoted one of Masechta's Brachas. I don't know if that counts. A long time ago. Anyway, I'm Brachas Daf Yud Aleph about Brachas HaTorah. Anyway, but here, the bottom of the Rosh, the Divrei Chamudos, he quotes the Sefer Rokeach on our Gemara. He quotes a story. Shehora Rabbeinu Meir Achiv Shel Rivak, who's the father of the Rokeach. Shenasan Kli Lekoin Bepidyon Beno. He gave a Kli to a Kohen for a Pidyon Aben. Va Kohen Kiblo B'Shava Heislam. And the Kohen took it in lieu of 5 slime. The achar kach nimsa mezuyef, and it came out that the kli was fake. It was plastic. It was not a real kli. To lo shove kol kach. The avia ben amar le kohen wa hachzira kli. The father, okay, give me back the kli, and I'll give you 5 slime. And the kohen says, tough. I like this kli. I'll keep it. You give me the other 2 slime. That's the difference. Does the kohen get to keep it? And just to be mashlim, or does the avia ben says who has rights? The omelei a kohen kvar zachisi b'kli v'yatatosav liachaseros umasik shamsa who wins? Who wins? Does the kohen win for what he got already or not? So he quotes v'hadinim a kohen. The din is with the kohen. I think the Kohen gets to keep it. And he says, there's a raya from Paragesh Bechor, period. There's a raya in Paragesh Bechor in the 8th parak of Bechoris. Doesn't say what that raya is. So it's like a Reb Kiva Eger. Gotta figure it out yourself. So the Maharil says, the raya is this story. Because you see, what happened to this story? He sent him, it wasn't enough. So he says, okay, so send me the difference. He didn't send him back. Right, what do you mean? Maybe it's his choice what he wants to do. Maybe he could get back everything. So he says, so Matsaraya, Maharil says, don't want Matsaraya, Brura, Vishema Daite, me Uvta, the Shach, Le Ravashi. Right, Yuzayim Shitim, Vidok Lahashvos, Akan Lashona. So that's what he says. Maybe that's the raya. The Divrei Chamudas himself does not think this is such a raya. There, the issue wasn't he sent him too little. He thought he sent him the right amount. And then he says, no, you didn't send me enough. But he thought he sent him the right amount. Anyway, that's the story in the Divrei Chamudos, whether what would be the halacha. But it does sound like other Achronim say, you do see from this Gemara, that you could send a pigeon a ben in installments. Right? Don't you have to have one nesina, a maisa nesina? The maisa nesina, so here it's clear. It's clear. You gave some, it wasn't enough, so you could just send the rest. You could send it in installments. The major discussion, though, on this little story, which we're giving a lot of press, the major discussion is the kasha of the Rishash. Kasha of others too. You don't need the Rishash, but the Kasha of the Rishash. The Rishash says this Gemara is mefurish against the Ramah. The Ramah we mentioned already once or twice. The Ramah that says you cannot do pidyon haben through a shliach. It says a beferish. He has beferish a story. You can do it through a shliach. He sent it pidyon haben. The Ramah says beferish in Simon Shin Hey. The ein ha'av yachol liftos al yedei shliach. Av can't do it through a shliach. The gam ein bezdin podin oso below av. Okay, and bezdin also can't be podin without an av. Quoting the Rivash. That's the Ramah. The Shach argues, others argue. Question, how did the Ramah get out of this Gemara? It says, Beferish, Ravashi did it through a shliach. So Sad the Marid al-Ghazi says, maybe the Ramah only meant you can't use a shliach l'holacha for Pidyon HaBen. You can't make a shliach to send it, but if a shliach l'kabbalah, you get a point. If you have somebody who accepts it on behalf of the Kohen right here, so shliach l'kabbalah is ki'ilu ba liyada, liyada Kohen, and therefore it would be mutter. So that is, one possibility. One. The other possibility could be, is maybe the Nitziv says in a tshuva, the Nitziv writes in Meshav Davar, maybe even the Ramo would agree. The only problem is where a person takes from his own money and pays on behalf of the father. But if the father gives his money and gives it to a shliach, that's not called al yedei shliach, that's doing it himself. Just getting it there. That's the Nitziv. The Nesiv and Meshav Davar and Chelek Beisim and Pezayin, that's what he suggests. He has a whole discussion. What does this Ramah mean? Back and forth. What did the Gra understand? What this, what that? So he says, I think the Ramah means the only problem is Mishel Av. I'm sorry, Mishel Acher. But if it was Mishel Av, it wouldn't be a problem. Avol Kan, he quotes whether Bezin would force him. The father doesn't want to do the mitzvah, they would force him to give it. But that's the Nesiv and the Meshav Davar. And finally, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, similar to the Nesiv, Chassam Sofer says the Velt misunderstands the Ramah. What does the Ramah mean? Little Tshuva in Reish Tzadik Zion in Yerodea says the Chassam Sofer, Lokachti Ma'at Pnai. You know, it's a short Tshuva. I'm like, wow. Whenever you look for you find a Tshuva Chassam Sofer, you like it's 6 pages. It's like, whether you're going to start doing it or not. But if it's only like half a column, you know, it's no excuse. So he said, Lakachti ma'at p'nai lahashiv b'kitzer, la'amor la'emez b'lishum pilpul, ki hazman yakar. Says, I'm going to, because time is valuable. That's already a good enough to open the Tshuva, right? Ki hazman yakar. Got to quote that one. Ve'enyin ha'shlichus. So he says now, let me explain to you what the shlichus is going, what's talking about here. Eina nirali, mashav sholeich mamal lekoin ha'idei shliach. The father sends money to the kohen ha'idei shliach? You don't need shlichus here, says the Chassam Sofer. Ki ein shlichus zeh ki kiddushin v'gittin. This isn't like a shliach again in kiddushin. Dimilvad ha'gaz ha'mos lo ha'isha, tzorach sheyomar, ubi'ina sheyehe amiras ha'shliach kamiras ha'baal. You need an amira. You need da'as transferred. Ubeget afilu tzligitech me'agave karka lo mahani. V'ilav di'ad shliach ki'ad balabayis enim ugureshes. There you really have a kazim of shlichus. You need shlichus olam kamoso. You need the ma'isa shliach is connected to the ma'isa mishalech. There you need it. But here, aval hacha, lo yehei ela meniach ma'osav al hakof. What happens if the Kohen's over there, I give the money to a monkey, and the monkey takes it over to the Kohen? I'm not Yossi Pinyan Ben? Of course you're Yossi Pinyan Ben! The point is getting it to the Kohen! U'mishalchol HaKohen, the Yodia, shehu sholeach lo b'pidyon b'no, I call him up and say, by the way, I'm sending my dog over with the money in his mouth. And the Kohen gets it. So, you're Yossi, Yechavasa Minat Torah. Ein Tzorach Lomar Davar, Rak Sheyeda HaKohen Shebishvil Pidyon Nosein Lo, V'yim Kain, Malihu Mali Shlucho. So, according to this other thing, Pidyon HaBen says, Chazam Sofer, you don't need Shlichus. So what difference does it make? So what's the Ramah talking about? People misunderstand the Ramah. Oh, you can't do it through a shliach. It's not a shlichus in the normal sense. Avala inyusha shliach nosin mamon shel atzmo. Like the Netziv says. But Chazam Sofer just says it's sharper. Chazam Sofer says it's not shlichus here. Chazam Sofer says that you give, the problem is when he gives his own money. Ve'enenu mizake mamono laha'av. Ela rotze liftos bino shel ploni b'mamon atzmo. B'shlichus ploni. I give some of my grain to be motzi and be masak in your field. That for sure doesn't work. That's exactly what the Ramah is talking about. And everybody would agree to this. Says the Chazam Sofer, v'harbei shagu bazeh. And many have been mistaken about the understanding of this whole topic. That's a crucial Chazam Sofer, Yoredeya, Simen, Reish, Tzadik, Zion. Zman is Yakar. Okay. We continue. Says the... So that's all about how the Ramah deals with this Gemara of the story of Ravashi. We continue. Amar Rebbe Chanina, Kol Kesef HaAmur. Now we get general rules. Kol Kesef HaAmur B'Torah Stam Sela. Any kesef it says in the Torah stam, it means slime, right? Shkalim or slime. Dinevim, anytime it says kesef in nevim, litrin, it means more. It's a larger amount. Litrin, Rashi says, are 25 slime. Diksuvin, anytime it says it in ksuvim, kinterin, that's 100 slime. It's a much larger currency. Chutz, min kaspo shel Ephron. Except for where it says kesef in chayasar by Ephron, shiavo bishakasa ba Torah stam, Kinterin. Even though it says in the Torah, it means the largest amount. You know, we're talking about Ephron here. Dichsiv, as we know, it says, Arba Mil Shekel Kesef, over La Socher. It says 400 that could be used anywhere, over La Socher, in any place in the world. The Ika Duchta, the Kakaru, La Kintra Tikla, and some people, in one place in the world, they call Kinteras Tikla, which is Shekel, right? Shin and Tav switch. So, Ephron, the trickster, right, so he said, oh, over La Socher, we'll give shkalim. It's got to be used everywhere. So even in that one place in the world that uses, that calls shkalim kinteres, so that's what Ephron was tricking Avram. That's why Avram had to pay the largest amount. As we know, Ephron is the one that Chazal say is emor harbei va'asei ma'at. As Chazal saying, that's what he did. He charged Avram. He said, oh, nothing, take it for free. And then he charged him the largest amount possible. Amar Rav Hoshea, Bikshu Lignos, Kol Kesef V'Zahav Sheba Olam. After the Churban, or after certain enemies plundered, right, we're going to quote something from Yavan related, the Pasuk, but they were gonna say that you can't use any silver or gold in the world. Why? Maybe there's Kesef and Zav of Yushalayim. The enemy plundered the money from the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe there's Hektish money in the cash register. So you can't use any money. Maybe everything should be Shava Kesef. Right? Everything should be Nechoshes. Until they found a pasuk from the Torah. From the Torah. Ooh, quoting a pasuk from Yecheskel. Quoting Yecheskel Torah. The Gemara does that sometimes. The Gemara calls something, that is a Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara says, Doraisa, and quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyo. But the Gemara does that sometimes. It's a pasuk. So it's Mutar Shneemar Uva Baprisim Mechilaluha. The pasuk says that once the Prisim come in, they de-sanctify it. You see on the side? Kivan Shapartsuha Naasecho. Once they come in and they ruin it and they're machalal, the Kedusha, so then it becomes chol. Sefer, don't worry about it. Once the machalal, once the pritzim come in, so then it loses its Kedusha. Let's continue for a minute, then we'll come back to that line. The Gemara says, what was the Havamina? For Yerushalayim have a Rubat Alma. Yerushalayim a rov? We're going to say, oh, we're going to aser because we're worried. Is Yerushalayim ruba da alma? What's the question? What's the question? The Me'iri in Avodah Zarah, where this comes up, Adaf Nun Beis, says the question isn't Hekdesh is batel b'rov. Hekdesh is batel b'rov, because that might not be true. No, the point is here, the question is that called the parish may ruba parish. If you have any coin, you can assume it came from the rov. We're not talking about here about a taroves in the world of ruba, the lesser kamon of all the money in the world. No, we're talking about called the parish may ruba parish. And therefore, any money that you have, you can say came from the rov of the world. That didn't, that's not hektish. So if you have ruba de alma, say el amar baya, okay, modify the havamina. Bikshu lignos dinara hadrayana turyana shayafa. They were going to go and say you can't use these types of coins because so many of them came from Yerushalayim. But they tiva she Yerushalayim. Period. We had a daf be'iyun shir last Chanukah, not this past Chanukah, but last Chanukah. I think it was last Chanukah, maybe 2 years ago Chanukah. I think it was last Chanukah about this pasuk. Uvav ha'pritzim v'chelelua, that's quoted in Avodah Zarah, daf nun beis. The question, the major machlokas we showed him there is, how does it become desanctified? How does it lose its kedusha? When people come into the Beis HaMikdash and pillage it and plunder it, so how does it lose the Kedusha? Three shittas there in the Rishonim. Rashi says, the second that control is lost by the Jewish people of the Beis HaMikdash, Memela Kedusha is lost. It's automatic. It's a beautiful. Part of the definition of Beis HaMikdash is Jewish sovereignty on the Beis HaMikdash. And the second that Jewish sovereignty is lost, so then it loses its status of a Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says there, Mikiva Shenichnusu Ovektoi Kochavim Lahechol. Once they walked in, Yatsu Kalev Lechulin. The Kalim became Chulin. Vekivan the Nafki Lechulin, and once they became Chulin, Kaninhu Behefkeira, they were Koneit, Vahavi Lehu did too. Ukishinishtamshu Behen Lavodaka Chavim, Nasru. It became theirs, so no problem, Vedan the Ma'osu Davashin Shalom, and then they ushered it. But the Kedusha is lost right when they walked in. Beautiful Rashi. The Baal Amor says, no, a guy can't usher. He doesn't believe with this whole magical point of Rashi. And therefore, says the Baal Amor, an unbelievable historical chiddush, even though halachically it's not a chiddush, he says, you know who is mechalal it? The Misyavnim. It was the Jews that went to the other side, so they're Jews. So that's why it's Adam Oser, Davar Shem Shalahem. It's Jews, and that's who did it. So it's a historical chiddush that's how the Kedusha disappeared, but once you say it's Jews, it's lesser of a halachic chiddush. And the Ramban finally says, no, Bani asked six questions in the Mochamas. They're in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis. The Ramban himself says, no, it was the Goyim. It was the non-Jews that did it. It's Gzeiras HaKasev, based on this pasuk. Uvav HaPritzim V'Chelaluha. So even though that they are usually not made b'nei mi'ila, and usually there's no mi'ila b'karkos, right? There are many different suggestions, but this is the suggestion of the Ramban. So it's Rashi, the Baal Amor, and the Ramban right there in Avodah Zarah and base. How does this concept work of uba b'pritza v'chilaluha? Okay, Viter. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, the Rav Yehuda the Amora, Amar or Omar Avasi. Right, on the side, he changes it to Rav, because Rav Yehuda is really always quoting Rav or Shmuel. Kol kasef ha'amur b'torah stam, kasef tsuri. Anytime it says kasef in the Torah, means kasef tsuri, this very high-level currency. V'shel divrehem, anytime this kasef that was required midrabanan, kasef medina. It's the lower-level kasef. Rashi explains the math. What it is 1/8 of kasef tsuri, shminis. So the Gemara says, v'klalu, is that true? Every time it says the word kesef, you need this higher level. Vahare taina dechsev. What about the minimal requirements in cases of claims, towing v'nitan, against each other? In case of shvuas, dechsev, the pasuk says, ki'itin eshareo kesef o'kelem lishmar. The person gives money or kelem to their friend to watch. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says, shvuas hadayonim hataina shtei kesef. The minimal amount of money that dayonim would make a person swear about ishtei kesef. This is kesef in the Torah, and it's much lesser of an amount. Ishtei kesef, right? Rashi explains that's ishtei ma'os, which is a third of a dinar. So what do you mean? It says kesef in the Torah. I thought kesef in the Torah is kesef tsuri, and here we see it's even less. So the Gemara answers, no. Shiny hasam, there by shvuas hadayanim is different, tichsiv, because the pasuk says kesef o kelim. It compares it to kelim in the pasuk. So we have a hekesh, ma kelim shnayim, af kesef shnayim. Just like kelim, it said kelim is plural, it doesn't say kli, it says kelim. So to kesef is at least two. But uma kesef, ketubah, two of anything. As long as there's two of anything. And that's why there's a special din there. Uma kesef, davar chashuv, av kelim, davar chashuv. And just like kesef is a davar chashuv, no matter what it is, it's worth something, so too all kelim, by definition, are a davar chashuv. And this is what the Rishonim there say, the Rashba there, in Shavuos Lamed Ches says, a kli, even if it's worth less than a shavah pruta, it's still good enough. Because a kli, by definition, has a shtamshus, and therefore it has value. But period, what's important for us is that this kesef is different because it's compared to kelim. Says the Gemara Vahare Meiser. Another problem. What about Meiser Sheni? Tichsiv Itzarta HaKesef Biyadcha. It says, you have to make the, if I'm posed at Meiser Sheni, because I want to go through Yerushalayim, I don't want to schlep all my fruit, so I can change the Kedusha onto money and bring the money up. Right? And it says the word kesef there. Vitznan, and yet we learned in the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni, HaPorit Sela, right, it's a question about the Girsa here, HaPorit Sela Mimo'os Meiser Sheni. Which means, if you look in the Mefarshim in the Mishnah there, if I have copper, if I put my Kedusha from fruit onto copper, but now I want to have even less coins, so I'm going to make the copper into silver. So less silver equals a lot of copper. So what's the halacha? By the machlokas, Mishnah Beis Hillel, about how much you're allowed to do, how much you have to leave over because you want to have some nechoshes for your needs when you get to Yerushalayim. Either way, but what do you see from here? That you're allowed to do it into nechoshes, which is less. It says kesef in the Torah. So again, second kasha. So the Gemara answers, no, kesef riba, right? Special, an extra kesef there, which is a ribui. Period. Third, v'hare hektish tichsev anasad kesef akumlo. By hektish, it says you give the kesef and it'll stand for you. Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel says kesef there to redeem hektish with kesef. And we know the halacha is hektish shava manas chilo shava prata mechulo. Bidyevit, at least if you're mechala hektish even on a shava pruta. So the hektish goes out of Kedusha. So again it says kesef, and again you see, you can use less than kesef tsuri. So the Gemara answers, hektish nami yalef kodesh v'maiser. You learn gzeirah shava from maiser, that hektish could also work. Tosfos points out, not here, but Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches, where this pasuk is also quoted, points out that there is no such pasuk. All those Baalei Kriya out there that are saying, what parsha is that in? V'nasad kesef v'kamlo. What parsha is that in? So if you look in Tosfos, in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches and Aleph, Tosfos says, Ein hapasa kein, ela v'yasaf chamishas kesef erkecha alav v'kamlo. V'derach hashas l'katzer v'lomar b'lashon acher katzer. Sometimes the Gemara paraphrases a pasuk, skipping a couple of words, put a dot, dot, dot in the middle. Is that the real word? V'derach hashas l'katzer v'lomar, as I just said. And then he quotes he quotes other examples. Shabbos kuf chav ches v'an alf. So that's also related to here. So that's the din. Hektish shavamana shchilos raputa mechulos. That's an important halacha bizman hazeh. Why? Because Tosfos and the Rambam both quote that we also do this for Meiser Sheni and Ravai. Right? The bidi eved that hektish could be shava chilos raputa mechulo. So that's what is quoted in the Rambam. It's quoted in Tosfos, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's what we do bizman hazeh. Then when we take Meiser Sheni, or we take Ravai fruit, so we're poded onto Sharapruta. Says the Rambam, Beis in Meiser Sheni. Midas Chasidus, Shepodin Meiser Sheni Bizmana Ze Bishavio, Kederach Shepodin also Bifnein Abayas. Midas Chasidus, Vahor Hagaonim, Shemratza Liftos Shavemana Bipruta, Lechadchila Bizmana Ze Poda. And the Gaonim say, no, even Lechadchili could do it with a Sharapruta, Lo Yehezech Chomer Mina Hektish. Not going to be more common than hektish. Umashlich apruta liyam hagadol. And you throw the pruta to the yam hagadol. Why doesn't he say yam hamelach? He says yam hagadol. Good question. The Rishonim, the Mefarshim deal with it. That's the Rambam in Beis Beis. Okay, we continue. Farei kiddushin isha, another one. Marriage, kiddushin. Dichsev, it says v'yatzachinam ein kasef. That's one of the sources for kiddushin. It's also kikach ish isha, but the word kasef for kiddushin is used here in Mishpatim, in the concept by a shifcha. Interestingly, not for now, why is that the makar for Kiddushin? V'yazachina main kasef, v'tznan, b'shamay omrim b'dinar b'shavadinar, b'shal omrim b'fruta b'shavapruta. B'shamay has a higher standard. So, the Gemara asks, Limer Ravasi, Damarka b'shamay. Ravasi, who says this statement, holds like b'shamay. The kesef is dinar, and that's like b'shamay. So, i'idmarach, i'idmar. No. Okay, so let's rephrase Ravasi, or Rav. Amr v'yudamar Ravasi, kol kesef katsuv, amr batar kesef suri. Any kesef that has one objective standard in the Torah, that's kesef tsuri. Shloshim shel eved, mea shel motzi shemra, chamishim shel onis mafate, all of those. Vishel divrayam kesef medina. So we're talking about fixed amounts, fixed values. That's what is required for Kesef, Surik as a Medina. Says the Gemara, my Kamashlan, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, we learned that in the Mishnah. Chamesh, Shlam, Shal, Ben, V'chulu. The Mishnah gives all, that's our Mishnah. The Mishnah gives all these examples of finite amount, objective amounts, and it says Kesef, Suri. So what's Ravasi's Chiddush? V'shal, Devrayim, Kesef, Medina, Srichalei. You need it for the second half. That the Kesef Medina is Durabanan. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, Hatokea lechaveiro, no sin lo sela. If somebody is tokea to their friend, what does tokea mean? Either it means it hits your friend in the ear, you hit your friend in the ear, you blow shofar in his ear, you do something that hurts him. So, there's no chavala there. You can't see, it's chavala sheno nikar, as we like to say. Right? So what do? You give him a sela. Velote masela arba zuze, and you don't give him a sela, it's worth four zuz, ela palga de zuza. But a half a zuz, a kari inchi sela palga de zuza. Because people call, a sela a half a zuz, period, and therefore you see, that's the chiddush of Shel Devrayhem being Kesa Medina, which is 1/8, as Rashi said before. 1/8. Okay, we'll stop here before we get to the story of Hanan Bisha. That Bezer will start with tomorrow. Tonight there'll be a shir Bez Hashem 9:30, related to the concept of Nezek. Isser Nezek, Chiyuv Nezek, we'll figure out exactly what we'll talk about, but that is Chiyuv Nezek, which came up this week when we spoke about Milve Haksuva Batorah. Okay, again, today's shiur was sponsored, Lili Nishas, Dr. Chuck Feldman, by Badia and Eddie Jacobs. We thank them for their sponsorship, and the Shomashav and Aliyah.